新闻都看了吗？
Have you seen the news?
83吨黄金竟然全是破铜烂铁，253个亿的真金白银瞬间蒸发，顶尖的银行全都被当猴耍了。
83 tons of gold turned out to be worthless scrap with a value of 2.5 billion yuan in real gold and silver. The top banks were completely fooled.
这个就是堪称中国金融史上最大胆的武汉金黄凤假黄金案。
This is considered the most audacious gold forgery case in Chinese financial history.
而这位金黄珠宝的这个实控人贾志宏啊。
And this person who is a golden jewel and has lost control is Jia Zhihong.
顶着退伍军人、优秀企业家和这个纳斯达克上市公司老板的光环。
With the support of outstanding veteran entrepreneurs and this Nasdaq-listed company owner.
从2015年开始
Starting from 2020.
干起了一本万利的造假买卖。
He started a business of counterfeiting and selling.
他的手法粗暴到极点。
His technique was extremely rough.
就是弄来了一堆极其廉价的铜合金。
I got a bunch of extremely cheap copper and gold.
在表面呢，镀上一层薄薄的真金。
Coated the surface with a thin layer of gold.
俗称金包铜。
Also known as gold and copper.
然后呢，打上了上海黄金交易所。
Then it was listed on the Shanghai Gold Exchange.
这个编码伪装成标准珠金。
This code disguises itself as standard rent.
短短几年时间
，In a short period of time,
总共搞出了105.77吨。
A total of 105.77 tons were produced.
假黄金啊！83吨
，fake gold 83 tons，
被送进了各大正规的金融机构。
They were sent to major reputable financial institutions。
这个保险库换回了高达253个亿的融资。
This insurance company raised $253 million in funding。
这笔买卖的暴力程度简直反人类了呀。
The level of violence in this transaction is simply inhuman.
每吨造假的成本
The cost per ton of counterfeiting
只有大概80万左右
Around 800,000
总共就花了几千万的成本
The total cost was only a few million.
对吧
Right?
按照每吨3亿的这个市值啊
，With a market capitalization of $3 billion per ton，
掏出了这个几百个亿啊
，I found a few $100 billion，
对吧
？Right，
这个收益率，哪怕是跨国毒枭来了
，Even with this return， even if a transnational drug lord comes，
都得当场跪下。
All of them must kneel down immediately.
叫一声祖师爷。
Call him the old master.
好。
Okay.
那很多人就说，哎，这个黄金和铜的密度差那么多。
Many people said, hey, the density difference between gold and copper is so big, isn't it?
但凡上过初中物理的人都知道啊。
But anyone who has taken high school physics knows.
你掂量一下不就感觉出来了吗
？Do you feel it?
对吧
？Right.
整整15家的金融机构。
A total of 15 financial institutions.
这个风控团队，难道都是一群不带脑子的木头人？哎。
Are these risk management teams just a bunch of mindless, brainless people?
这个就是骗子对人性和制度漏洞最兴奋的打击。
This is the most devastating attack on human nature and institutional loopholes.
你看，当骗局的规模超出了所有人常识的认知之后，
After the scale of the scam exceeds everyone's common sense,
怀疑本身它就成为了一种心理负担。
Doubt itself became a psychological burden.
你面对83吨这个天文数字，
What do you think of the astronomical figure of 83 tons? Oh,
所有的从业者的下意识反应都是，好家伙。
All the practitioners' subconscious reactions are amazing.
谁敢拿这么大的盘子的假货来骗人？
Who dares to use such a large plate to deceive people?
而为了堵住最后的风控缺口，
In order to plug the last loophole in risk control,
贾志宏呢，把机构里面这个检测的环节啊，
Jeered Jin Hong regarding the detection process within the organization,
愣是变成了一场自导自演的真人秀。机构要去抽检这个容量。
It turned out to be a self-directed and staged live show where an agency was sent to inspect the capacity.
对吧
？Right.
他呢就提前准备好这个真的金条，现场调包。
He would have prepared this needle in advance and dropped it during the scene to deceive.
然后故意安排几个人呢？挡住这个双路的摄像头的这个关键镜头。
Then deliberately arrange a few people to block the key lens of the dual camera.
对吧
？Right.
机构要用这个光谱仪去测的成分。
The institution needs to use this spectrometer to measure the components.
那他就直接找人，哎。
Then he just hired someone.
去修改那个机器的参数啊
Please modify the parameters of that machine.
你想要屏幕显示几个九？
How many nines do you want to display on the screen?
它就显示几个九。
It shows a few nines.
对吧
？Right.
当然，这个光靠演技还不行啊。
Of course, acting alone isn't enough.
真正让十五家金融机构彻底闭眼打钱的定心丸呢，是有一份头部正规保险公司开具的保单。
The real panacea that made 15 financial institutions completely shut down and make money is a policy issued by a leading and legitimate insurance company.
贾志宏极其聪明的给这批黄金买了财产险。
Jeer Jihong was extremely clever in purchasing property insurance for this batch of gold.
保额高达数百亿啊。
The coverage amount can be as high as hundreds of billions.
他还告诉机构啊。
He also told the agency.
如果还不上钱。
If you haven't paid.
哎。有保险公司全额兜底。
There is an insurance company that covers all the costs.
这个叫绝对的零风险。
This is called absolute zero risk.
那银行和信托一看。
The bank and the trust company saw this.
哎。
Oh.
不仅金子是实打实的锁进库里了呀。
Not only did the gold, but also the silver were safely stored in the vault.
上面还有这么一大正规的保险公司盖的鲜红的章啊
There's a large official red stamp from an insurance company on top of it.
瞬间把这个风控抛到九霄云外了
Completely disregarded this risk control.
所以这其中光恒丰银行啊这一家豪爽的就砸进去了
So, the Wong Heng Feng Bank, which is very good, was also involved.
65个多亿。
6.5 billion.
就好比说，就骗子啊。
For example, if it's about con artists.
拿了一张白纸。
I took a piece of white paper.
保险公司在上面盖了一个章。
The insurance company stamped it.
对吧
？Right.
银行呢，就把它当成了无限额度的信用卡。
Banks treat it as an unlimited credit card.
而贾志宏拿这些钱
，Jeer Jihong took the money.
他并没有去花天酒地哦。
He didn't go wild and crazy.
他是试图玩一出更大的资本蛇吞象。
He is trying to play a bigger game of capital, swallowing the snake.
他这个砸重金哦。
He spent a lot of money.
去搞那个三环集团的这个混改，妄图。
Go get the modified network diagram of the three ring group.
拿下上市公司襄阳轴承，结果呢
？Take down the listed company Zhiyin Bearing.
干实业拉了啊，利息狂管窟窿啊。
Dry industry is really messing up the interest rate, creating a huge hole.
终于在这个2020年彻底兜不住了。
Finally, in 2020, I completely lost control.
东莞信托和这个长安信托去开箱收债。
Fangyuan Trust and this Chang'an Trust go to open and collect debts.
就在切开那个金条的一瞬间。
The moment I broke the gold bar.
整个金融圈集体社死。机构们那是红着眼睛去找保险公司索赔啊。
The entire financial industry is in a state of collective embarrassment, and the institutions are desperately seeking insurance claims.
结果人家保险公司呢，淡定地甩出了一份免责条款。
In the meantime, Ping An Insurance Company calmly released a disclaimer.
告诉所有人
Tell everyone.
我们只保这批东西不被火烧。
We only guarantee that this batch of goods will not be burned.
不被雷劈。
Not struck by lightning.
不被抢劫。
Not robbed.
不被偷盗。
Not stolen.
那至于说这库里装的是真黄金还是黄铜呢
？So is the gold in this library real gold or brass？
那是鉴定机构的事情。
That's the job of the appraisal agency。
跟我们保险公司一毛钱关系都没有。
I have absolutely nothing to do with your insurance company。
你懵逼了吧
？Are you confused？
这个逻辑在字面上。
This logic, in principle,
它是无懈可击的。
It is flawless.
就像你给你的房子买了这个家财险啊。
Just like you bought a home insurance for your house.
就房子烧了，保险赔嘛。
Will the insurance pay for the house that was burned?
但如果房子它本身是豆腐渣工程。
However, if the house itself is a shoddy construction,
对吧
？Right，
一推就倒，那保险公司他也不管的呀。
One push and the insurance company doesn't care。
质检的这个验收，对吧
？Is this acceptance for quality control？
正是因为这种合法合规的推理
，This is because of the legal and compliant reasoning，
让保险单变成了一张极其廉价又威力无穷的信用背书。
Make insurance a very cheap and powerful form of credit endorsement.
如果说武汉案是骗子对金融机构的联合绞杀
，If Wuhan case is a conspiracy to defraud financial institutions,
那接下来这一场杭州永坤黄金的骗局
，The next scam by Hangzhou Yangpeng Gold.
那就是对普通老百姓一场精准的大屠杀。
That's a precise massacre of ordinary people.
就在去年，金价疯涨。
Last year, the price of gold soared.
永坤黄金在全国开了30多家的实体金店。
Dongkun Gold has opened over 30 physical gold stores across the country.
推出了一种保本保息的黄金托管业务。
Launched a gold custody business with guaranteed principal and interest.
意思就是你买了黄金。
The meaning is that you bought gold.
你不用拿回家，存在店里啊。
You don't need to take it home and keep it in the store.
金店每年呢，给你6%到9%的利息。
Gold shops give you an annual interest rate of 6% to 9%.
金价要是涨了
If the price of gold rises,
你吃肉
You eat meat.
哎
Oh,
金价要是跌了
If the price of gold falls,
店里给你保本，怎么样
How about you give me a warranty?
这套话术听起来堪称完美啊。
These lines of dialogue sound absolutely perfect.
但是真正能够让上万名投资者砸进去40亿血汗钱的。
But what truly allows thousands of investors to invest 400 million in it?
依然是销售手里面挥舞的那一张巨额保单。
Still, it was the same huge insurance policy that the salesperson was waving around.
他们宣称所有银行仓库里啊。
They claim that all banks have warehouses.
这个有保险公司就是给他承保的，对吧？
Is it the insurance company that is providing the coverage?
保驾护航。
To ensure safety and security.
所以你眼看着从机构到散户都被坑的倾家荡产。
So you see from institutions to individual investors, everyone is being scammed and losing their fortunes.
你保险公司却总能够拿合同的条款来当免死金牌。
Your insurance company always uses the terms of the contract as a shield.
全身而退。
To retreat completely.
那社会信用不就崩塌了吗？
Won't that social credit system collapse?
终于啊，武汉假黄金案这个二审判决，一锤子砸向了保单。
Finally, the second trial judgment of the Wuhan fake gold case has finally hit the insurance policy.
这个出具的黑暗源头给这一批假黄金一路绿灯办理保单的关键负责人周大春，竟然就是骗子贾志宏的亲妹妹。
The key person in charge of processing insurance policies for this batch of fake gold, who was initially identified as a key figure, was actually the sister of the scammer, Jie Zhihong, who was responsible for the entire operation.
更离谱的，人保总部当时已经明确察觉到风险了。
Even more shockingly, the headquarters of the People's Liberation Army had already clearly recognized the risk.
也令地方的这个分公司啊，回绝这笔业务。
This also caused the local branch to reject this business.
但是这帮人呢，为了巨额的利润。
However, these people...For the sake of huge profits,
硬是顶风作案。
He stubbornly defied the wind,
偷偷的出单。
Secretly making purchases,
甚至让一个保险中介从中抽取了2800万天价佣金啊。
Even worse, an insurance broker was able to extract a commission of 28 million yuan.
你面对这种内外勾结。
You face this situation of internal and external forces,
对吧
？Right?
风控全线崩溃的丑恶行径。
The heinous act of complete failure of risk control.
法院直接改判，认定保险公司在承保环节存在重大过错。
The court directly overturned the original verdict.And ruled that the insurance company committed a major error in the underwriting process.
必须对尚未归还的这个146亿的债务。
Must address the outstanding debt of $146 billion.
承担15%的赔偿责任。
Assume 15% of the liability.
一口气要吐22亿啊。
$22 billion in one breath.
当然，这笔钱相比庞大的窟窿，也许不多啊。
Of course, this money is probably not much compared to the huge deficit.
但是却是向整个金融界甩出了一个极其震耳欲聋的耳光。
However, it delivered a deafening slap to the entire financial industry.
你当时说财产险不管黄金是真是假。
You said that property insurance doesn't care whether gold is real or fake.
但你绝对不能纵容内部人员把正规的保单变成了骗子行骗的道具啊。
But you absolutely cannot allow internal personnel to turn legitimate insurance policies into tools for fraud.
你居然贪图这个巨额的保费。
You actually wanted to take advantage of this huge premium.
把自己的公章拿出去给骗子做背书。
Take your official seal and let the con artist use it for endorsement.
那你就必须要为自己的风控过错而付出血的代价。
Then you must pay the price with blood for your own risk-taking mistakes.
所以咱们普通人往往因为看不懂那些晦涩难懂的金融条款。
So, ordinary people often find it difficult to understand those obscure and complex financial terms.
我们只能选择相信大品牌、大机构。
We can only choose to trust big brands and big institutions.
但是骗子他早就把这些朴素的信任算计到骨子里去了。
However, the con artist had already calculated these naive trusts to the core.
所以金融市场里面绝对没有什么保本。
Therefore, there is absolutely no guarantee of principal in the financial market.
还给你高收益的慈善家的。
Give you a high yield charity price.
但凡承诺年收益极高。
But any promise of extremely high annual returns.
还拍着胸脯保底的项目。
Still boasting about the guaranteed project.
100%。盯上你的本金。
Focus on your principal.
买实物黄金。
Buy physical gold.
对吧
？Right.
千万不要碰那些什么所谓的内部渠道。
Absolutely don't touch those so-called internal channels.
什么溢价高的那些什么花里胡哨的概念啊
？What are those fancy and complicated concepts with high premiums?
在如今这个时代
In this era,
你的认知盲区就是骗子最爱的提款机
Your cognitive blind spot is the ATM that con artists love
所以你不要迷信任何的机构
So don't be misled by any institutions
所谓的无脑的给你背书
The so-called rote learning
你永远对风险要保持极度的敬畏
You should always maintain a sense of awe for risk.
才能够保护好你钱包里的唯一的那点钱啊。
This is the only way to protect your money.
我呢是翻财女。
I am a talented girl.
今天跟大家深度拆解了这个黄金假案。
Today, I'm going to delve deep into this gold-related scam.
关注我，带你穿透噪音。
Follow me to break through the noise.
看真相。
See the truth.
我们下期见。
See you next time.